This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Bob and Reno on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, guys, doing good. How about you guys?
We're good.
Excited for my birthday weekend. You know, we get to go see the Warriors play. I honestly bought the tickets before I found out that Andre Iguodala jersey retirement, and that just put the icing on the cake.
Woo!
So
nice call.
Guys, how are you guys feeling? Oh, sorry, my bad.
No, go ahead.
I wanted to say, how are you guys feeling about Sunday? I know they played the Mavericks not too long ago, and I know it was the whole trade thing went down. But one thing a lot of people have mentioned was they need to get in the paint early. What are you guys' thoughts on that, especially with now acquiring a guy like Jimmy Butler? And then also, you guys talked about the question sense of urgency in the regular season. To me, I really can't think of a time we really had a sense of urgency. Maybe it was last season. But, you know, playoffs-wise, I would say the sense of urgency was, you know, when Clay and KD went down, you know, because everyone wanted that three-peat. Especially, you know, a lot of Warriors fans really wanted that three-peat. This didn't happen. But I would say maybe sense of urgency was last season, but I couldn't really tell you the last time I've seen a sense of urgency in a very, very long time.
Yeah, Bob, thanks very much. Appreciate that. I mean, as far as the matchup on Sunday with Dallas, I know what everyone's thinking when they're talking about the X's and O's and Dallas is missing all of their big guys and it's like pounded inside. I look at it personally from a little bit of a broader view. They're a better team than the Dallas Mavericks right now. Kyrie Irving went absolutely crazy. I would not expect that to happen again because I would never expect someone to play that well. So sure, obviously. Yeah, see if you can establish something inside, but that's not really the Warriors' offensive strength anyway. I just think the Warriors need to be sharper. And if they're sharper at the start of the game, they'll start winning these games. I hope that, and I trust that they do. I mean, they understand the same urgency that you're feeling, they feel double, trust me. And if you want any evidence, it's the fact that after that Dallas game, 22 hours later on a night that every star took out in the NBA, those guys went out and played, not all of them, but a lot of them.
Yeah.
And those guys went out and played and won a basketball game in Houston.
Because they're feeling the urgency. Yeah. And, you know, you're talking about the last time that we felt this, and I keep thinking back to last year, and I was just going through the schedule, and I'm looking at a loss against Minnesota that dropped them to 36-34, and at the time they were the 10 seed with a one-game cushion on the 11 seed. And I don't remember the exact moment of that game coming in on the next Monday, which was Monday, March 25th. But I do remember the time, and it was like, are they going to miss the play-in? I mean, is this where we are with this team? And they did go out and win 10 of 12, and it didn't net them a top six seed. It netted them a play-in spot, and it only got them into the 10 seed, I believe. And so the urgency, though, down the stretch was, oh, my God, Joe Lacob said you're not going to be a lottery team, and here you are, a game up on the 11. So I do think last year we had a certain amount of that urgency. Now, this is different because You got Jimmy Butler in. You got 27 games left, and it does feel like things have opened up a little bit for them to make their way up the standings and maybe get to a 6 or a 7.
I totally buy it, but I also think that this is, it comes in hotter than that. I'm talking about this year versus last year and the last time regular season games had this kind of thump to them, this kind of sense of urgency. And it is because of Jimmy Butler. It's because the Warriors have made a proclamation with this acquisition. You want me to say it? It's a proclamation sensation.
You don't have to.
No, I did. They have made a declaration, if you will. They are about now, and now they have multiple stars, and you just have a very hard time kind of half-stepping, which is what I feel like sort of happened at the end of last year. You boogied for the last few weeks, won a bunch of games, got into a play-in, totally got blown off the floor and went home, and Klay Thompson stared into the sky. Like, that's not what this team is capable of or what they're doing. That team last year never had this level of excitement from their fan base, as I feel like they do right now. We'll keep going on the phones. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. Philmo Mike is on the line. Philmo, what's up?
Yo, what's poppin', Willard?
Do you get
that a lot, that people say you know it all?
Oh, of course.
Did you mention that? Because you always be like, I'll say if I know it all. But I'm going to keep it real. I used to think that, but you do know a lot. So I give you kudos to that.
But there's also a lot that I don't. There's also a lot that I don't know, Philmo.
I know.
Yeah.
You ain't know everything. Yeah, you ain't right? That good, bro.
Yeah, well, man. I don't want to know everything. My God, it's not like I'm not trying to get on Jeopardy or something.
Nah. Bills is on Wheel of Fortune.
That's true. I'm jealous of that.
Yeah. Three bankrupts, Philmo Mike, in case you ever see the episode. Spoiler alert, the wheel got me, but I got my jokes in now.
Oh, I love it. And you know what I love? Y'all keep doing the little the Herm Edwards. Y'all been doing that for like 3 days. I love it. You got to get it right now. Got to get it right.
That's a damn four, Philmo. It becomes addicting. You know, I started doing it, and then Mark started doing it.
You listen up. You might hear it again now.
I don't know. Stop doing it.
I'm trying to let you know now. Anyway, the urgency, the last time I felt the urgency was probably We Believe. If you remember, I always tell this to Steiny, Don Nelson in Chicago, he declared defeat for the season. He was like, man, that's the last time I felt the real urgency. Because a lot of times you feel it, but it's not really there because you don't really feel like it's a chance. But maybe it was different because back then I didn't really feel like it was a chance and they turned it out. So I feel differently about it. So that's the last time I really felt urgency. But I just wanted to talk about the names that you guys were talking about as far as college basketball. You guys said Darren Collison. When did he just stop playing basketball in the NBA? It's crazy. The guy from Oregon. Biz, I know you remember this name, Donnell Harvey.
Yeah.
From Florida. And Steve Logan. He was like the first, he was like a Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf from Cincinnati. And you know who don't get enough love? Revan Knight and Arthur Lee.
Wow.
Do not get enough love when it comes to college basketball in the Bay Area, because they was going crazy and it was only like 5'7" and 6'1" as a backcourt. They were balling. I just want to let people know, man, if you have any chance, they need a documentary on them too, because they was going crazy right before Jacobson came and the twins came. But for real, man, I love y'all show. Keep doing your thing. Don't forget to watch that back.
Thank you, Philmo.
Philmo.
Always.
Yep, love that.
Can't reach the majority of my back, but I got a scrub brush that I have to go to because flexibility is at an all-time low. It gets tough now.
You know, that's just that it's the great beyond. Nobody really knows what's going on back there.
Right.
I mean, you could act somebody. You could try to look in the mirror. Oh, or you could just do the ignorance is bliss thing.
Dude.
What's going on in the middle of your back? I don't know.
No idea.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There could be something awful back there. I don't know about it. got to tell somebody if you see something.
No doubt.
Tell somebody
see
now.
See something and say something.
see red, say no. See hair, say no. Kyle in Walnut Creek. Hi, Kyle. What are you doing?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Willard, Dibs, how you guys doing? Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, you too.
Hey guys, I think the sense of urgency is big right now for two reasons. One, obviously, having Jimmy Butler, we know that, you know, it's more of a complete team, and obviously we have a pretty, I wouldn't say easy schedule, but a schedule that, like you guys were talking about earlier, we should win a lot, you know, a good amount of these games coming up. But more importantly, if we are able to win these games, knowing that Kuminga is coming back, that's going to be two guys that you can count on to try to get to the free throw line, stabilize those games when we're playing tougher opponents. And it really just brings out a more complete team. So, like, the excitement of trying to get these games now to build a little bit of a cushion for the play-in or hopefully a playoff spot, but also knowing on the back end that Kuminga's coming back too. And if we, on the next, you know, four or five games, just what that could look like as a roster, it's exciting. And I think that's also adding to the sense of urgency. Like, look, we got Kuminga coming back. If we can win these games, like, that just brings even more excitement to the team and hopefully for the hopes to get to the playoffs. So, I think it's like it's twofold. It's obviously because we want to play with the current roster we have now and make the playoffs, but also knowing that Kuminga's coming back too, that adds a whole other level of urgency and excitement to this whole scenario.
Kyle, you know what I think you're getting at there, and it's a good call. Thank you very much for adding to our show. This is kind of how I feel about it. When you look at the urgency or the excitement, whatever word you want to use for right now, compare it to at any point during the last 2 years, do you want to know what I think it really is? This is the first time in the last 2 years that a rational human being can think that the Warriors might actually have something special. Like 2 years ago, actually, it was a good team that could compete at a high level, but there was such a cloud hanging over their head.
Right.
Couldn't win a road game. You could tell that they hated each other, at least some of them. And so such a cloud hanging over their head. Last year, let's be real. Be real. If you wanted to say that you thought the Warriors had to do something special, you had to force it and fake it to say it. Because you knew in your heart of hearts, no, they couldn't. I mean, a play-in team that got blown off of the floor in their one game in Sacramento. So I don't know where this season's going to go, but this is the first time in a while that I feel like a rational sports opinion is to look at what's going on and go, this might lead somewhere. Don't know where yet, but Jimmy looks like he fits. Jonathan's still coming. Don't know what's going to go on there, but maybe.
I get your point.
Maybe something's about to happen.
I think you're selling 2 years ago short because that team was flawed in many ways, and the way it started was something that we had never seen before, and you know, with a punch and all the rest of it, but you did go up against Sacramento and you beat them in seven, and then you took on a Laker team and you were very much in that series. And if it wasn't for Lonnie Walker IV and a miracle run in a game, you might have been able to win that series. So it wasn't that they were going to win a championship, but that run, while a broken squad, I think was better than maybe how you remember it. And then last year, and this is where I want to caution people about, oh, we're going to rock it up to the sixth seed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Last year, you were the 10, and you ended the year on a 10-2 run, and you were still the 10. So moving up in the NBA is not as easy as just, oh, we're going to go out there and win our games, and then we're going to move up. You went from 10-10 last year, even though you wrapped up the year on a 10-2 run.
Yeah, yeah, no.
It's tough to move up.
It's very, very difficult to move up because those other teams are going to start playing with that same urgency, and then you've got tanking teams that you're going up against and all of that. The only thing I'm confident in this moment is who the 10 teams are going to be. That I'm confident in. I think you can get rid of the Suns, you can get rid of the Spurs. It's not happening. Those 10 teams that you see in the spots right now, those are going to be the 10 teams. Can the Warriors be something other than 9 or 10? And then continue to kind of push that optimism.